ואין דף חובוב מדלף בי למשנה. הקייסב טויפסה גיטן, הסייפר, who is writing the forms of a get, צורך שיניח מקיים האיש, או מקיים האישה, או מקיים הזמן. So he has to leave over the whole form he can write, but he has to leave over space to write in later the name of the Ish, the Isha, and the Zman. Let us see Rashi, Akosev Tev Segitin, She Sefer Hu Venoitel Scha. He's a Sefer, and that's his profession, he gets paid for this. Veroitze Shium Zamanim Loi, so he wants that he should have forms of Gitin. Pa'omim Sha'odam Bola Seichai, sometimes a person comes, he wants to hire him to write a get. V'utorod b'shtoris acheret, he's busy writing other stories. So it would be very convenient for him if he could have already the forms of a get in front of him, so all he has to do is fill in the empty spaces. So Rashi had a kasha. I mean, how could he? We have a havamina that he should be able to write in the names of the Ish and the Isha. How does he know who's going to give a get? So Rashi said, if he sees already that they're throwing pots and pans one at the other, lo yoyma hareini kaysev kol haget, so I'll write the get already. B'gmorim aforish taime, why tzorich sheyoniach? Zog the Mishnah weiter, shitrei milve, ashtar halvo, a sefer is writing shitrei halvo, tzorich sheyoniach, mekayim hamalve, mekayim haloive, mekayim hamois, the amount of money that was lent, mekayim hazman. Zog Rashi, tzorich sheyoniach mekayim, ואם שמע שיהיה אחד רודף אחר חבר אלא הרבה סיימונה. He sees that Reuven is chasing Shimon, he should lend him a money. לא יום הרייני כויסה מיד. So let me have a rain. אבי רויס הנוילץ, I'll write already now a star that Reuven borrowed from Shimon a money. ואני איך מקוים הזמן לבדי, פשטי צריך את הזמן I won't write, שלא יהיה שטר מוקדם. They're going to come to me in a few days, it'll be a shtar mugdam. So the Mishnah says, no, that's not sufficient. Al-tzor sheniach, mekayim aloive, v'amalve, v'amois. Aval gav deleke le-meichesh le-midi, what will be if he writes such a shtar? What calamity could come out? So Rashi says, gzeire shtoris oto gitten. So now Rashi explains, by gitten, he's even not allowed to write the mekayim ha'ishim okim ha'ishim okim hazman. So memele, so there were goyzer shar shtoris, the toiref of shar shtoris, oto the toiref of gitenosh. Shitrei mekach, look the Mishnah weiter, if a sefer wants to write shitrei mekach, tzor sheniach, mekayim ha'lekeach, mekayim ha'moicher, mekayim ha'mois, mekayim ha'sode, mekayim hazman. And now the Mishnah gives a reason for this. Mipnei hatakone. So drash mipnei hatakone. Bigmor meforesh ha'hechakoy. What is this? This is a reason for what? Rab Yehuda poisel bekulo. Now Rab Yehuda, all these cases, which the Tanakama held that it's good. If you wrote a toifis without a toiref, in all these cases it's good. Rabbi Yehuda poisel bekulo, so Rashi says poisel bekulo, b'afilei niach mekayim eis halolo, b'taima meforish b'gmor. Rabbi Lozo machshir bekulo, Rabbi Lozo is machshir bekulo, chutz migitei noshim, shenema v'kosav lo lishmo. So Rashi says, Rabbi Lozo machshir bekulo, u'bilvachi niach mekayim eis halolo. So by all the shar stories, if I'll write a toifis, so just like the Tanakhama said, one is permitted to write a toifis as long as he leaves out the toiref, and the law also agrees with the Tanakhama. חוץ מגיטי נושם. וגזרינם בואו טייפה, הן טייפה סוטו טיירה. והגיטי נושם ישחי לכאן דתנקם. דתנקם did not differentiate, and he holds by all stories, you have to leave over the Torah. And if you leave over the Torah, there's no problem whatsoever. Rabbi Lozo differentiates by Shar Shtoris, it is that way, and by Get, it's possible, even though he left over the Torah. The Gazrina Behem Teifes Oto Torah. By Gitten, Gitei Noshim Begoyzer Teifes Oto Torah. And then he says, so Poshet is giving a reason why is one not permitted to write a teifus by a get? Shenema v'kosav lo lishmo, b'gmora poi chaya teire fudachsid. The v'kosav lo is going on the teire, not on the teifus. So you're saying that it's possible if he wrote the teifus alone, shenema v'kosav lo lishmo. And shudik, v'kosav lo lishmo is only going on the teire, not on the teifus. Oma Rav Yehuda Mashmu, צורך שיניח אף מוקים הריאת מטרס לכל עודו. You have to leave over, the Mishnah says you have to leave over מקיימי איש מוקיימי איש מוקיימי זמן. So Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur says there's something else you have to leave over. אף מוקים הריאת מטרס לכל עודו. So the Pnei Yeshua says, and Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur, he says, that's a modern maise. So the Tana says there's a few things you have to leave over. So sheniach mokim ha'ish mokim ha'ish mokim asma. That's what the Tana says. The Tana doesn't speak about the right mitzvahs chuladam. Rabbi Yehuda has to come. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur has to come and tell us. So sheniach af mokim ha'ish mitzvahs chuladam. So the Pnei Yeshua says as follows. He says, the Tana said it b'pem olay. The Tana says, ha-koysev toifsei gitten. He's writing the toifes. So, ha-reyat meteres l'chol odom, the Gemara says later, gufo yishol get, ha-reyat meteres l'chol odom. That's the ikke get, ha-reyat meteres l'chol odom. So the Tana, he said, if you're only writing the toifes, v'ashteitzich, you can't write ha-reyat meteres l'chol odom. The Tana is only mechadish that you have to leave over makayim ha'isha, makayim ha'isha. This is also Torah. Right? I wouldn't know. So that's what the Tana is coming to tell us. But alei materis l'chalodom, that's poshut you have to leave over because that's gufa you shall get, that's ichad the Torah. That is what the Pnei Yeshua says. Now let us see Rashi. Af mokim hareyat meteres, shegam ze ikroi shel get. Now that's the chmir. Rashi is not saying like the Pnei Yeshua. According to the Pnei Yeshua, fakert, ikroi shel get is hareyat meteres l'chol odom. That's ikroi shel get. And the Tana is telling us that this is also an ikroi. Rashi seems to be saying, this is also an ikar. I mean, shema yishvi shavazman, that's the ikar. This is also an ikar. That's what Rashi seems to be saying, not like the Pnei Yeshua l'chayre. I saw the Rishashim to also be medayik from Rashi, that this is shegam ze ikar yishol get. I found a meiridike, Shalsa Chuvis Ir Zarua Chelik Aleph Tovshin Memhei. This is a machlokes harishayim in this, but that's the chmir that this is Rashi Shite, like the Ir Zarua. The Ir Zarua says, Shmoi Ushmo is a deraisa. This has to be written in the get, and that's a deraisa. And he brings Rashi before, and Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis.
The Mishnah says, we'll just go quickly over the Mishnah because it's Nageya, the Gemara we're going to learn right away. It says the Mishnah, in Kaisvim b'mechuba lekalke, Kosva b'mechuba, Torshe v'chosmai v'nosne lo kosha. So the Gemara asks, Kosva b'mechuba, v'amret reisha in Kaisvim. Omar Shmuel, v'hushe shaya mokim ha-teiru. It means en kaisim b'mechuba lekalke. When is this kosher? En kaisim b'mechuba lekalke. But if kasvoy, it is kosher. Speaking about sheshaya mokim atayre, we just wrote the taifas. Zot Rashi taire giluya yishal shtar mokim ha'ish v'ha'isha v'hazman. So when Rashi wants to tell, the Gemara says the Torah has to be written betolush. So Rashi only mentioned three things. What's the Torah? Mokim ha'ish v'isha v'azman. That's it. Rashi b'chlal doesn't speak about Arayt Meteres l'chalada. So it seems the Torah is mokim ha'ish v'isha v'azman. And there's a Ruas Medayik. We have here the same Rav Yehuda Meshmul that we have in our Gemara. Here, Rav Yehuda Meshmul says, V'hush Shaya Mokim HaTayret. He has to be Shaya the Mokim HaTayret. Rashi, what is Tayret of me? Shemi Ish V'ish V'azman. Here, Rav Yehuda Meshmul says, Tzorech Sheinich Av Mokim HaRed Moteres L'Cholodo. It's a different lotion. Here he says you have to leave over the Torah. For who's Shishai he left over? Then it's kosher. And here he says so shinich. Doesn't say Torah. He says Hared Meteres L'Chalodom. So he says it would seem from this that's not Torah. Hared Meteres L'Chalodom is not Torah. As a so shinich, you have to leave this over also. And then he brings down a Meiradik Yerushalmi, and from the Yerushalmi, you see a Meiradik Azach. The Yerushalmi says as follows. He says, if a person wrote, Harayat Muteres Lechol Odom Sheloy Lishma, so Shiniach, he wrote it Sheloy Lishma, and Shmoy Ushma, he wrote Lishma. He says, the Torah he wrote Lishma, and Harayat Muteres Lechol Odom, he did not write Lishma. He says, it's kosher. And if he wrote Areyat Moteres Lishma, and the Shma Yishma he wrote Shaloi Lishma, it's possible. So we see Moshe the Kizachin from the Erzerua. We see Torah is Shema Ish v'Shema Isha. As well as the Takana the Rabbana. But Shema Ish v'Shema Isha, that's the Torah of the Get. Hareg Muteres L'Cholodom is not Torah. He says, well, that's Teufis. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul says, Tzorich Sheyoniach, that means the Mishnah says, and could be that's Likuve. The Shem Ha'ish V'Isha you have to leave over, it has to be written Lishma. According to Rabbi Lozo, Zayd Mesirik Kals, he needs to see Lishma. So, in the Amar of Yudha, Mishmul Tzor, Shniach, Av Mokim, Ered, Mutaros, L'Chalodom, because this would be L'Chatchila, Dikadit. This should also be written, L'Chatchila, Lishma. But if you don't write it, Lishma, Shtayt, Nezahu, it's B'dievet, it's Sicha Kosher. You don't write the Shem, Lishma, B'dievet, it's Puzzle. And it could be, it's very modern. So what's the Vekosav Lo Sefer Krisus? Vekosav Lo Lishmo Sefer Krisus, so the whole Krisus doesn't have to be Lishmo, just the names have to be Lishmo. As I come to Chais, according to the Ozarua, maybe the Taich is, Vekosav Lo, he should write Lishmo, Lishem Ha'ish, V'ha'isha in the Sefer Krisus. That means, it's got very interesting. Dimrei Moshe says a chiddush that the Edom have to know the name of the Ish and the Isha. Or else it's not called Lishma. It's not good. He knows this is the tall wife of Beryl. He has to write Lishem. He has to know her name. Kolmi doesn't know her name. It's not Lishma. So could be that's how they learn Shabbat. Because of law, he has to be written Lishma. Shema has to be written Lishma. That's it. That's it. So then the Lashon of Rashi is God very good. Shegamze ikrei shall get. It's not likuvim, but it's ikrei shall get. So you should leave this over also. Yeah. Rabbi Lozer, and the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lozer, that holds Eidem Mesire Karsi. That Eidem Mesire Karsi, ubeinon ksiva lishmo. And we need ksiva lishmo. Let's see what Rashi says. Eidem Mesire Karsi, hilkach. Because of lo, lav achsimekoi, that means the Sefer Krisis is not brought about, is not accomplished through the Eidi Chesime, because lav achsimekoi, the Chesime is Eidem Mein Elam Edivrei Seifim Neitika Noilam. So it can be, that means according to Ramei, we'll see Rashi in Amud Beis also, that according to Rameya, because of law, Sefer Krisis, the Ksav that makes it a Sefer Krisis is the Ksav of the Eidem Achsume. That has to be Lishma. But according to Rabbi Lozo, Eidem Besire Karsi, and Eidem Chsime are not Karsi. So their Chsime doesn't accomplish anything. Their Chsime doesn't make it a Sefer Krisis. And Rashi seems to be saying this also. What's the Iker Krisis? Kol Hani the Amorim. And what's the Amorim? Look at what the Mishnah is speaking about. The Mishnah says, Shem Ha'ish v'Shem Ha'isha. That's the Iker Krisis. From the get, you have to know who the Megarish is and who the Misgarish is. That's what you have to know. That's the Giluya Yishol Star. The way Rashi says, and the Chapal of Amid Beit, but Shema Yishva Yishol. So now, we have a memory of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul three times. Where there are three Mishnais, and let's just mention them and then we'll understand the Gemara. There are three Mishnais. On the Chapal of Amid Beit, it says, in Kaisrim be Mechuba Lekarke, Kosvoi Toshay be Nosne Lakosha, Ama Abiyuda Meshmu, Vushu Shai Mokim Atoyrif. So, Abiyuda Meshmu said that Mishnah that says that if you wrote the Mechuba, it's kosher, if you left over the Torah, it's going according to Abeloza. Abeloza holds a Mesiri Kars, he declares the Torah. As long as the Torah was written be Tolush, so it's a kosher again. There's no problem. The Kosav goes on the Torah. That was the first member of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. We have the next Mishnah, and Afchal Beizam at base, there we had Hakel Sheirim Lichte Vesaget, Afilu Chere Shoyte Vekotten, that anyone can write a get. So we have, and Afchal Gimel Amadalev, anyway, we can write again, because the typhus doesn't have to be lishma. That's where the small gimel is and the gimel on the dalif. That's right, the member of Shmuel is going according to Abelazo. And even though it's a loy lishma, ushishaya mokim atayrif. We have here the third mission, a kaisev taisve gittin tzor sheniyach, mokim ish asman. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul says again, this mission is going according to Rabbi Lozer, Eidem Mesire Karsi, Nitziva Lishmo, therefore you have to leave over the Shem Ha'ish V'Yisha V'Azman, you can write the Teufels. So we have three Mishnayas, two more or less consecutive Mishnayas. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said all of them are going according to Rabbi Lozer, and it's speaking about that the Teufels was not written by Psu. That's the three members of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. So the Gemara says, why do you need all these three memories? It's riche. Diashminin hach kamaise behihu dika lukmi kabalozo. There, it fits in very well in the words of the Mishnah. Ein koisve. You're not allowed to write a get. Toni kosvoi. If you did write it. So it's speaking about the ksivis a get. So this is a very, this Mishnah stems very well with Rabbi Loza. Now, we are speaking about the ksivas a get. Ein koisve in kosvoi. So speaking about that, fakert, if he wrote the teifis without the teiref, it's kosher. I will say for the Ktoni, the next Mishnah that says, Shenki Yamaget Elabachai Somo, that's what it says in the Mishnah also. So that is very misleading. Amos, I would say, Rameir, the Omarei Dachsimikars, Pshad the Mishnah, Hakok Sherem Lichtevesaget, Avilacherishet of a Cotton. And the reason is, Shenki Yamaget Elabachai Somo, because you don't need Ksivalishmo. We have one Mahalach like that in the Mishnah. That's Pshad in the Mishnah. So I would think here, you can't say that this Mishnah is Rabbi Loza. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul had to say over there also, no, the Mishnah is Rabbi Loza. Ein kin maget ala b'chay somov is going on the next bava. Yishe kaysevis es gita, yish kaysevis shayvroi. Ein kin maget ala b'chay somov, that means there's nothing to worry about that the Yishe writes to get, because it's worthless till you'll have Edom there. But the Reish is speaking about that there were Mishaya in the Torah. So that's it. To say to tell us that Mishnah also goes according to Rabbi Loza. The Yashminin Bahi, and if you would say that Mishnah, Einami Ikaluk Mik Rabbi Loza, Havul Ho, Abba Amishnah, Midesayfer Rabbi Loza, Abba Reish Elav Rabbi Loza. Here it says, the Reish it says, you can write a teifis as long as you leave over the teiref. It says the last bov of the Mishnah is, Rabbi Leza Marsha Bekulom, by all shtoris you can do like this, Chutz Migitei Noshim, Chutz Migitei Noshim. So Rabbi Leza says you cannot write a teifis by Gitei Noshim. So that is the biggest proof that the Reish is not Rabbi Loza. Me the Sefer Rabbi Loza is Reish Rabbi Loza. I Reish Rabbi Loza. Tzriche. So that's why Rabbi Lamashmur is saying, no, I'm not daunted from this Reish either. The Reish is going according to Rabbi Loza. I was shot in the Sefer. We'll talk about it. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Utzriche lishmu l'ukmi lahani tlas tomik Rabbi Loza. By all three Mishnahs, he has to say the same shtick Torah. It's going according to Rabbi Loza, it was Mishnah Mokim HaTorah. First Mishnah, in case of Nala Mechub, v'hakal sherem lichtoy, v'hakal sherem tayfse gittin, kuluk min yishmul ki Rabbi Loza. The Tony, in case of, v'hada Tony, kosvo al Mechub HaKosha. Umidikah sherei, shalaseifuk min adohi, kama in case of, tayfis, shema yichtoy Torah. You don't write a typhus, you might come to me, that's like a tree, you don't write a typhus. Because, why, v'shayir ha-toyruf, v'di abedetz kosh, I will say, v'akak shem lichtev, diktoni shenkim, aget ala b'chay som, avim ramayri. V'en yitzorich l'shayim mokim ha-toyruf. So may I could learn shat, the mishnah, akak shem lichtev, as aget, v'lachere shayte v'kotten, you write a complete get, they write a teref also. And it doesn't matter at all, because the mishnah is going according to ramayya, then you'll be seen me kalsit. Mashmini Shmuel, so Shmuel said, no, the tzorich, you have to be Mishai on the Torah. Rabbi Loza, he's going to call it Rabbi Loza, the Sefer Diktoni. Shenki maget ela b'chay somo, lav la'achshuri, Torah t'cher ha'shayta v'kotten, the shaloi l'shmoko, it's not coming to be Mashai the Torah. Elam tziyosakoi, it's going on the middle above it. Yishe kesev says, gita l'shmo, v'yishay v'roi. Shenki maget elo b'mesirosoi v'loi b'chsimos. It's going to go into Rabbi Loza. The ki maget is only with the mesire. V'ho de noket chaysomov. So what is he saying in the Mishnah? Ki maget elo b'chaysomov. Shem d'roi eidi mesire eim achsumim boi. Because normally they d'chsimo d'roi v'gitim chsumim eim afil Rabbi Loza and they tiken oilom. So memele, and usually they used to use the Eid the Messiah, they should be Eid the Chsim also. If it only say that, I would say you can look at Mikabalosim, Lekashim, Midik, and the Frishes. Like we explained, we have a Mahalach in that Mishnah also. Abulami de Seif, Poli Gabalosa, Areish, Tari Gabalosa, Machshim, Kulon, Chutz, Mikitain Oshim. By Gitain Oshim, he holds that you could not permit it to write a Taifus either. Vereish, Machshir, Av, Mikitain Oshim. So it can't be Gabalosa, because Gabalosa passed Gitain Oshim. Hey, Mareish, Gabalosa, he. Vein tzorch l'shayir m'koy m'reid l'teres, ala mok m'ashay m'slavado, mishim k'tot, k'id l'kamok, k'bi the mishis going according to Rav Meir. K'mar shmon shmul, no, d'ray shenami, k'abalozom. And you need tak k'siva l'shmo, and you have to be m'shayir, d'shem ish v'isho, you have to be m'shayir, reid m'teres l'cholodom. Aye, the Sefer Rabbi Lozor says that if you wrote a Teifis Shalei Lishma, it's also possible. But right now, I believe that Rabbi Lozor can do come. It's not like it's what Rabbi Lozor held. They said that Rabbi Lozor, the Sefer held that there were guys at Teifis or to Teirif, and then Rabbi Lozor, the Reish held, there weren't guys at Teifis or to Teirif. Let us see the top places we have to learn. The Omid base. I appreciate the Taptasis. Chutz Megitay Noshim, we hear where Taptasis is going on Rabbi Loza of the Sefer. As the Sefer says, Chutz Megitay Noshim, and by Gitay Noshim, Rabbi Loza says, if you cannot write the Taptasis also. He says, if you wrote the Taptasis, it's possible. All stories are kosher, Rabbi Loza marshe bekulam by all stories. If you eliminated the Teiref and just wrote the Teifus, it's kosher. Chutz Megitay Noshim, that the Ksivas HaTeifus is also possible. Now, what's by Shechura Yavodim? What's the din by Shechura Yavodim? So, L'chayre, before we see Teisvitz, so we would say, well, the reason they were, that by Gitay Noshim it's possible if he writes the Teifus, because Gazrin and Teifus auto Teiref, if I write a Teifus Shalei Lishma, I might come to write a Teiref Shalei Lishma. So Memele, Shechure Avodim, the Halacha should also be the same, because Shechure Avodim also need Lishma. So Teisvitz says, no. It says in the Mishnah, Chutz Migitei Noshim, Bein Loime B'Shechure Avodim Nami Pos. You can't say Shechri Avodim is possible if you wrote the Teifus. Im kein beperikame gabi shloyshe dvorim sheshovu gitei noshim lo Shechri Avodim listen in chedivrei Rabbi Loza ba'arbe kedektan in chedivrei Rameya ba'arbe. That means if, according to Rabbi Loza, the halacha will apply by Shechri Avodim also. So we had before with the Aminyan in how many Oifanim are Shechri Avodim and Gitei Noshim similar, should mention, according to Rabbi Loza, there's four cases, and since it doesn't say it, is a raya that Shechri Avodim is different. Now, the Rashba brings down, you have to understand that Taisvus is saying a mouthful. Why? Because in Tesefta, when the Tesefta brings down that Rabbi Loza said that if you wrote the Teifus of the Get, it's possible. So, the Sefer says, who had the Shechure Avodim? That's what it says in the Sefer. Matzosi b'Tesefta the Mechilton Perek Shaini, Rabbi Loza machshir bekulon by all shtores if you wrote a teifus shalei lishma chutz migitei noshim b'shechurei avodim. So the Tosefta says klal nitazay. So we have to understand what is Taisus saying. Some of Taisus also knew the Tosefta, but Taisus is saying that Bavli never brought down the Tosefta. So Taisi says, I have a raya that Bavli is chaylik. Because if Bavli withhold, like the Tesefta, it should have said, Babo, Dvorim, Shavu, Gitei Noshim, L'Shechure Yabod. So, So Skan Shayla Ben, why not? I mean, why wouldn't they, he was going to Teifis or to Teiref? If you write the Teifis, Shaloy Lishmo, he might come to write the Teiref, Shaloy Lishmo. He passed the get, so why wasn't he going to Bashtar Shikha? You have the same Seir Lechoy. So Bnei Yeshua wants to say as follows. Bnei Yeshua says that Kashi explained in the Mishnah that why, how could a Sefer Stamazai write the Torah? How does he know who wants to give a get? So Rashi says, you just look around, you hear the throwing pots and pans one at the other, so you can be Reyes and Neulet, you can expect customers in the next few days. So Memela, he'd write down the names already, because, so he says, so pots and pans is a baskel for a get. So I know a get is coming soon. So I would go and write their names already. But by an Eved, pots and pans are not a baskel for Shtar Shichel. If they're fighting over there, so the Eved will get more clap, that's all. That means there's no simin whatsoever that he's going to give him a Shtar Shichel. So Mamela, so, and the issue with Maisav, and there's an issa to write a Shtar Shichel. There's only certain cases that you're allowed to write a Shtar Shichel. So a Seifa would never ever have a meaning to write a Teiref of a Shtar Shichel. Because these things are very, very, very rare, number one. Number two, you can never know, I mean, that he's going to write a Shtar Shichel. So the Gzeire of Teifis, or to Teichif, was only by get, not by Shtar Shichel. That's how the Bnei Yeshua says Pshat and Teisvis. That's why Bavli is Choylik on the Teisvis. V'tzorech sheyeniach mokim areyat muteres lecholodo. B'chol duchti mashme shekoysin loshen zeh beget. This is an intricate Choylik of the get. V'peik paschen amitanyim. It's really tenan. The Mishnah Gufei shall get her head materis l'chol odom. V'hinik Rabbeinu Tam lichtev loshen zebeget. So after learning Masechtas Gittin, we'll see the minig was not to write her head materis l'chol odom in the get. Rabbeinu Tam ot eingeführt. Now listen, we're learning Gittin and we see that this is an intricate chavet of the get. So he said we should write it into the get. Avo b'teif shay Gittin lehaya kosov. You looked at the Gittin of the previous generations that were written by G'dayle Hadoya, he won't find the Red Materis L'Cholodah. He may come back and main lahitzi las al Gittin HaRishayim. Listen, let's not pass all the Gittin HaRishayim. Sherei Marichin lichtev kama l'shaynes beget, t'choshev k'moye Red Materis L'Cholodah. Now, just we should appreciate, it would be kindai just for 2 minutes to see the Nusach HaGer. After the Rosh, there's the Piskei HaRosh, and by the end of the Piskei HaRosh, there's a Nusach HaGer. So Memela will understand what Taisvis is saying. This Daf, 226, the Laz, on the bottom of the Omid, Zehu Nusach HaGer. The end of the Piskei HaRosh. Kufiyut Gimel Amud Beis. So let's just read the Bekach Bekach B'Shabbos, Bekach Bekach this day in the week, Kach Bekach L'Yireyach Ploini, the month, Shnas Kach Bekach L'Bi Yisraelam, Leminyan Shalomayni Kan B'Mosa Ploini, the Yosva Nahar Ploini, this is the Mokim. Ano, his neshem, ano pleini, ba pleini, di mimosa pleini, di yosve ana pleini, v'chol shum ache v'chanicha de isli, v'la'asri, in any other name that I have, that my mokim has, tzavisi, birus nafshi, I want, birotzen, b'dalaya nisna, on oynes, on coercion, on force, v'shavkis, upotris, utrichis, yasichi lechi, and I'm patering you, leaving you. And in si plainis pas plaini, the mimosa plainis, the yasval ma plaini, v'chol shum achan v'chaniche, de is l'chi v'lasreichi, and to all other names also. The habis in si mi kadomas deno. You were my wife till now. The chadu, shofkis, upotris, utruchis, yosichi, lechi, the tever ashoi, bishalto ben avshaychi, lemahachlis, nasma lechol gavad, the tetavion, able to marry everyone who you want. Then nosh la yimcha bidaychi, no one can protest. Min shmi, miyoyma denanu lolo. Vrei meferus lecholodo. V'dein v'evel achim inoi seifet truchim v'ger eshvukim v'ger peturim k'das ma'ishe b'Yisrael. So this is again. So now let's go back to our Taisvitz. So this v'arev meter sechologom, this was put in from the Rabbeinu Tam. You see, I mean, the whole get is a ramish, and this comes in, v'arev meter sechologom sounds, that's Melosh Nakedush. מכל מוקם אין לו היצי לז על גיטו הריש, גיטם הרישיינים, שכם הריחם לכתב כמה לשיינס בגט, וחושב כמרד מטרס לכל אודם, we have all these things. So, אבל אחר הטייספס means, that, that's also sufficient. I mean, if Rabbi Yudha Mishmur says, that this חלק of the get has to be written לשמה, So that means the chelik of the get that's speaking about the krisus and the separation of the wife of the husband has to be written lishma. So Taisus only says you don't need dafke this lashon of shmur and tel cholodom. The other shinies are also sufficient. So if a sefer writes a get and he left over shvokis and trachis, well, these are, that's also good. I mean that has to be written lishma. Again, the Oitza brings down from the Shoshanim Ledovid, he brings down on the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, why didn't the Tana say you have to leave over at Meteres L'Cholodo? She says, because the Tana did not know what the Ikanusach is to write in the Get. That means there are many things that are written in the Get that can be used to show that to say for Krisus. So he didn't have any, he didn't know what the Ikanusach is, that's why he didn't talk about it. Shmuel Weisdes held that this should be written in the get, so Shmuel said he should leave away Metas Cholodom. But it seems other Rishonim held that Slavdavki here. This Nusach, there's other words also that can be left over. Avos Sefer Diktoni Shenki Maget Elabachai Somov Eimar Ameiri. So the Gemara said, if I'd only have the first Rabbi Yudha Mishmul, I would think after the first Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Loza, but the second Mishnah says, "En ki maget ala b'chay somo," I think it's going according to Rabbi. Taim the b'sei perek shein lilel, muki lo rab zrike, omar rab yechinin, ke Rabbi. The Mishnah and the b'chobeis on the base, "En ki maget ala b'chay somo," so there's different akimtis. One Malachi Rafuna said, "Yeah, but go blow him in al gabov." Rabbi Yudha Mishmul says it's speaking about the Yom Shaya Mokem Atoyev. Rabbi Zrika Omar Rabbi Yochanan says it's going according to Rameya. So he learned the Mishnah Kipshut and Kiyum Aget Elo Bachisama. The Mishnah speaks out Hakol Ksheirim Lichtev Esegad Belcher Sheitim. You know why? Because you don't need Lishma. Shein Kiyum Aget Elo Bachisama. So that's the pashtus of the Mishnah. And of all things, the Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel asks, "Uporech alo mukil Rab Zrika Rab Yechin Kerameya." Fantastic! That's Pashtus Hamishnah. Uporech alo mehida mechuba do merabu baba cholam Rab Yechin and Rab Lozer Risa. The Gemara says, "Tiren Rab Yechin." How could you say that this Mishnah is going according to Rab Meya? You said the previous Mishnah is going according to Rab Lozer. By the Mishnah of Mechuba, you said it's going according to Rab Lozer. V'dochak lishnuyeim, because of this kasha, the Gemara is doichek to be mitaris. Amiroi ninali with Rabbi Yochanan. Zak amirdeke kasha, machlokes amiroi mef Rabbi Yochanan ever said this. One amiroi said, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Loza. That's the first Rabbi Yochanan, and according to the first Rabbi Yochanan, the second Mishnah is also going according to Rabbi Loza, and according to this. And according to this Rabbi Yochanan, the first Mishnah will also be going according to Rameya. Omai kushe, frek Taisvis, what's the whole kashe? Omash mahoche, the afogav, the makmina, nehid, the mechuba, kerabbe lozo. Bekomme wird mir ein Schaper, hier der Kölk Scherim, kein Meier. So what's the problem? So what is the problem? The two different Mishnahs, the second Mishnah seems to spell out that it's going according to Rameya. Boy Marie, Afa P, Shoise Tzriches Ebaze, Mikomokin, Mistave, even though Agamo made it Tzriches, Abo, Mistave Dosiki Chatan. It's Mistave that all the Mishnahs are going like one tane. Avalach de pirkin. So Mamela, so that's why the Gemara said trei tanoi alibe de Rabbi Yochanan. Avalach de pirkin vaday Rabbi Yochanan mukilo kerameya vishim time the masik mit the sefer Rabbi Loza reish Rabbi Loza the mitam zekam Rabbi Yochanan begit alvach and achoyis eni yedeya mishonam. That means there's a mission in Yevomis with Rabbi Yochanan said that he doesn't know who the Tan is, me the Sefer Abelosa Reish Rab Abelosa. So it seems Rabbi Yochanan does not want to say Trei Tanoi Liba the Abelosa. So in the first two Mishnahs, we have Machlekes HaMeiroim, it's going according to me, according to Abelosa. But according to all of them, this Mishnah is Zichar not going according to Abelosa. The Rishash is Mech Devoid, the Batatika Maisa the Masnim Bechod the Pilki Kikpe the Tvela Kvina Kichatane. Seems Tesis is being we just said before that the Gemara held that it has to be the same Tane. So Tesis says, yeah, two Mishnais and one Perik, Mistava, two Stam Mishnais and one Perik, Mistava have the same Tane. But another Perik, Yizichah don't have a Kpoda to that sign like the same Tane. Mipnei atakot. Let's go back to the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to write Teifsei Gittin, but you leave over the Shem Ve'ish Ve'isha. Mipnei atakot. Mai takona, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Mipnei takona Sefer. Atza takona for the Sefer. V'Rabbi Lozari, Omer Eden, like we had Rashi in the Mishnah, If a sefer should be able to have a supply of teifsei gittin in his office, that if someone wants a get, he should be able to give it to him. He might be busy writing something else then. So als the takone of the sefer, they permitted him to write a teifes. They were not goyzer teifes at the Torah. Rabbi Lazi, don't make the Messiah cows. You need to see what the Shema Obedin or Dafel the Taifis Namilay Licht. Really, Mika, then you shouldn't make the Taifis. Mishim Takona Seifrim Shore Rabbono. Because of Takona Seifrim, the Rabbono were matter. That is the ratio. Rabbi Yehuda Parisul Bekulam, Rabbi Yehuda Pasels, even Shtoris, to write a Taifis. Without a Torah. Gozar, Teifis, Otto Torah. He was Gozar by Get. Did not hold him to Takona Sefer, and he was Gozar by Get, Teifis, Otto Torah. And Gozar, Shtoris, Otto Gittin. And he was Gozar, Shtoris, Otto Gittin. Babalozar, Machshir, Bekulon, Chutz, Migitay, Noshim. Teifis, Otto Torah. Gozar, Shtoris, Otto Gittin. Loi Gozar. Also, the Gittin, he wasn't Geiser. Zot Rashi. Neita Kona Sefer, Itiru Lichtev Teifel Shalai Lishmo. To a matter to write a Teifel Shalai Lishmo. The Rabbi Lozahi. Hodiktoni mitnei atakone itiru lichtoiv teifis. Alav ochi havi osa. Rabbalozari, the boy lishmo beksive mideraise. It's going according to Rabbalozari, that mikradinyin id lishmo minateira by the shame veish veisha. So I would say, lay lichtoiv. Dum also the Michtav Teiref. One should not write the Teifus, because he might come to write the Teiref. Ela Mishum Takon Esoif, Shiyum Ezumonim Lo Yishor Ilei. So the one matter for Esoif, he should write the Teifus. ובאת שישעיה תרח, נכתב לשמוע. ותרף תשעה שטור איזנה מגוזר, משם תרף דגידן. רב יהודה וגוזר שטוריס אפילו טייפס אותו גידן. He was גויזר אפילו טייפס אותו גידן. And רב לוזר עוד שטוריס אותו גידן בטייפס לגוזר. זה גזירה לגזירה. This is a גזירה לגזירה. But what? But he was גויזר. He was going to tell you fish or to tell us. Yeah. Perhaps let us skip over, as I like to learn, that the Toysvis Rabbeloza Machshem. So let us skip over the Gemara and let's learn the end of the Gemara. It's around 15 lines from the bottom. Omar Rab Zeire on Chavav Amid Beis. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rababe Bashilo, Omar Rab Abnune Sove, Omar Rabade Barabe, Omar Rab, Aloche Ki Rabbeloza. Aloche, we pass him like Rabbeloza. Rabbeloza holds that by get it's possible. There were guys at Teufels at the Teufels. Yeah. Kori Rav Olei the Rav Elozo Tuvine the Chakime. That's the Izmusher Sheba Chachome. So the Gemara says, fine. So in that din, that Rav Elozo says that the get is possible if you write the Teufels. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar said two dinim. One din Rabbi Elazar said that the by a get, if you wrote a taifis, it's possible, because Gazrin and taifis are the taifis. And then he also said a din b'shar shtaris is kosher. So just to plow through the Gemara easy, then we'll see there's a machlokes Rashi in taifis. But Taisvis learns Pshat, and with this we'll understand the Gemara very good. Rabbi Elazar was Makshir Shar Shtoris that you even write a Torah. That means Rabbi Elazar went Minakotz Alakotz. When it comes to Shar Shtoris, you can write a Torah also, because what's wrong with writing the Torah? The Torah of the get you can't write because you need Lishma, so you have to, yeah, but to be Geizer, the Teiref, he wasn't Geizer, the Teiref of Shar Shtoris, but the Teiref of Get, so you'll have to write the Teiref also, you'll have to write the Teiref. So by Shar Shtoris you can write the Hoshtar, write a Hoshtar, who would buy money from Shimon and everything, and with your assumptions, and then, and to come to Maisa, you can use the Shtar, and by Get, you can't write anything. So the Gemara says, now Rav said, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar said two din. One, he said a chumre and a kule. Now it seems he's here a paskin like the chumre. Now what's with the kule? What's with the kule of Rabbi Elazar? But Philip Bishar Shur is Nami. Yeah. But Omar a papa, Mishmei de Rove, Hay Ashrese de Dainei, de Michte, de Mikame, de Lesadi, Sadi, Achsimish Yadayu. Hay Ashrese de Dainei is a hempik. That was the key in Bezen. And the key in Bezen was a document that, the document said as follows, that we, the undersigned Dayanim, were Mekabel Avis from the Avim, that were Mekayim, the signatures on this and the Shtar, and then they signed their signatures. So, Rove had said, Hayashra said the Daini, a Henpik, a Kiyim of Bezen, the Michtavi, Mikame de Lisadi, Sadi Achsimish Yadayi, they knew the Edom are gonna come. They know the Edom are gonna come. Now they have some time. Now they want to fill in the Ashra said. They won't chasman it. They're just filling in the what it says, all the names that the Bel Ben Yaakov came and then Chatzkel Ben Reuven came and the Mokayim that it does. And then when they come, then they won't sign the names on it. hat Rabbi gesagt, bei Asher se de Deine, de Michte, wenn ich kam, ich lese, die Sade, ich sehe mich, die Deine, Psula, das Apostel Asher se. Alme Merzike Schickre, that means we cannot permit a document, even though the document, the way it's written, is worthless. That means, it was no, the Deine, the Yonam, the Chasman, it yet. But such a document to use before it actually occurred is Merzike Schickre. And it's Apostle Asher se. Asher se. Achinami merzik yeshikah. So Gmar says, so how can you pass the light Rabbi Lozo? By Shah Shtar is that a soif is permitted to write a shtar that Reuben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Shem Yishamayim. It's merzik yeshikah before it occurred. So the Gmar answers, Achinami merzik yeshikah. But last time the Rav Nachman says, we don't pass the light Rabbi, we pass the light Rav Nachman. Dama Rav Nachman. If a person found a get ba'ashbe, which is already written, Reuben with the Rochu, chasme v'nosna la kosher. So, where's your merzike shikre? It was written, mamish for. Va'afilo rabbono lepligi leider amei, el begitte noshin b'niksivu lishmo. Abo b'shar shtoris loy. Merzike shikre, we don't know the merzike shikre. Da'oma rabias, da'oma rabasim rabiyechen in shtar shalova boy, a shtar that a person borrowed money with, uporoi, and he paid back the same day. That means, Reuben borrowed $100 from Shimon with a shtar. This one says in the shtar, he wrote the shtar, gave it to Shimon. Shimon has the shtar, borrowed $100 from him. This was 9 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock in the morning, Reuben comes over to Shimon, I got $100, paying you back your chayv. Fine, Baruch Hashem. So now, Reuben gets back the shtar. 11 o'clock, he needs again $100. So he comes over again to Shimon. You see him an honest man. Let me again about this. We don't try the shtar. The same shtar, the same date, it's not a mukdim, nothing. So let's use the same shtar. Give me back the shtar. The maravasim rabbi yechen in shtar shelova boy uporoi hine chayse v'loiva boy shekvar nimchal shibudoi. That means the shtar creates a koil, creates a shibud, and the choyv. So a shtar that's written on a choyv made a shibud. The choyv that the shtar was written on was paid up already. Now you have a new shtar. On this new choyv, there's no koil, there's no shibud, there's nothing. So you can't use this shtar for the second choyv because it's not accomplishing what a shtar should accomplish. So Rav Asim, Rav Yechon said, why is it no good? Time of the nimchal shibudai. But I'll check her. There's no problem. How could you use such a shtar? I could use such a shtar on the second chayiv. It's a shekel. The second chayiv was written before the second chayiv occurred. So you see, merzik shekel loy chashin. So you ask me a kasha. So he passed on travel late travel also. I feel about shtaris seichet. My shtaris is great. I feel the teirif. Now guys, the teirif. The story is at the tire of the gitten. The merzik yeshikah, we don't hold the merzik yeshikah. Now let us see Rashi. Here is the Kabbalah, Shapoysel betayf se gitten, gzeira mishim tire. Kabbalah was geyser, tayf is at the tire. Tevine de hakime, lo usher shebachachame. Fafilu vishar stories, v'may de poly Kabbalah at Rabbi Yehuda, v'arche betayf se stories, omar amnami alohik Kabbalah bet miye, is in Rabbi Yehuda passed, and you want a paskin like a beloza? Asher seki mashtar she'idim be'idam al ksav yedem be'bezn. Be'bezn kaisum boy, then they write a document. The Moisel plus Avina were sitting three together, was a plenty of plenty, was idu achsimish yedayu, they were made in the achsimis, vashanu, vikamnu, kidachosi, vachosimit. So he says it's Apostle Asher. But so by Asher, but he nicht alle schein wie sche klau. Amol er geschil merse geschick. He came in the night and beitze his money was gechas mit good. So that's the main thing. Boy by yom shach simen. Pari by yom. And he says, but boy by fill by yom. Milva rishayna lach and pari. Drak le meiches le mugdem. But he says, no, be shnai moirse. She kvar nimcho she budai. She pari. When he paid up the chayiv, u botol ashtar. So the shibud that the shtar had created became bottled with the piroi nachayt. Ben akakoyz mishibodei shub lemalve lemilvashniye shleileh nechtem shtar zeh. And to create a new shibud, the first shibud became nivka with the piroi. And this star cannot create a new shibud, because it wasn't written for this choy. Aber la milva al pe. Aber la shikim hoya nechtem al milva zu, afo pi shen nichtav, kaidam abo kosha, im boi bayayim nichtav. So we see la aloha, we don't pass in merzik kishik. Now, let us just see Rashi in the Mishneh, and then we'll see Taisis. So Rashi says, Dabulozo machshir bekulon, Dabulozo's machshir b'shar shtois, ubelvad sheyoniach mekaymeis halolo. So Rashi does not learn the way we learn Pshat in the Gemara. The way we learn Pshat in the Gemara is very gishmak. That means Rabbalozo is a murdika meiko by Shashtois, you can write even the Torah. So the middle of the Gemara is beautiful. How can you write the Torah if it's Merzik Yishikra? I says, we're not trying for Merzik Yishikra. According to Rashi, it's a Pella. Rashi says that the Rabbalozo was Marsha, he wrote a Typhus. He didn't write a Torah, he just wrote a Typhus. No, my Typhus is not Merzik Yishikra. Just have a blank document without names. So the whole sugya and omed beis is a pella according to Rashi. Now let us see Taisvus. This problem Taisvus has. Rabbalozo machshir bekulo, perish bekuntres, ubelvad sheniach mekaymes halolo, the kosher lari. The bigmore posik rav ke Rabbalozo. Vikoma afilu bishtores. That rav paskel afilu bishtores. Oma rav papai, alma merzik yeshikra, onami merzik yeshikra. Taisus vile machshir Rabbalozo elo b'toifes d'shtores. Rabbalozo was only machshir the way Rashi says the toifes. Ma merzik yishikra ikas. Who is that merzik yishikra? Machshir niich mokev amalva v'aloyva v'amois. Kasha number one. A moirudike kasha. Void mashme d'loy porich midarapapa elo mishum d'posik Rabbalozo. He says the whole kasha And Rav was, because you paskin like Rabbalozo. Rabbalozo is Marsha Bishar Shtoris. How can you be as Mevzik Yishikra? So that's the whole problem that we have on Rav, because he paskin like Rabbalozo. Hilchasik Rabbalozo, I think of Bishtoris. Avi Avisovaki Rabbalozo. But what would be if he was paskin like the Tanakhame? Then it would seem there's no problem. Avanichalai. Then everything is good. Vishayach b'toifes merzik yishikra, if you'll say whatever pshat could be, but if Rashi holds that by toifes is also merzik yishikra, so philosophic rabbonim think she'll rapapi, may rapapi, so toifes says, I mean, if Rashi is a mahalach that a philo b'ksivis a toifes is merzik yishikra, fine. So what does it have to Rav? Rav paskin like Rabbalozo, and if we're paskin like the Tanakhami, it also have the same kash, it doesn't seem like that. It seems the whole kash is only because Rav Paskin let Rabbalozo. So therefore, the Ri says the pshat, which we had mentioned when we learned the Gemara. The Rabbalozo marsha b'shtoris, afilu teire. Rabbalozo's marsha b'shtoris, afilu yiraita teire. Vahash di merzik yishik, and now some more dike merzik yishik, shekoyse pleini, lova mi pleini. Vadayin loy lovo, so memele, so to write such a star, it's merzik yishik, you write a safer, write such a star, that pleini lova mi pleini, and there was no havo. Chut mi gitek, so memele, so he goes to the biggest extreme lohoku by shashtos. Chut mi gitek noshim, the pasal full of typhus. Gitek noshim, goes to the other extreme, he passes a full of the typhus. Biktoni mishim shemme vikosav lo mashme, the pasal gitek noshim, taimitanika. You see, he's parceling more than the Tanakham. It means he doesn't know what the Tanakham says. Kosovo lo lishmo. Vim toima. Frag the Gemara. So memele, so now the sugya is very good. The sugya is very good, so the Gemara is asking, how could Rav Paskin, according to Rabbalozo, who's marsha, afilu ksibes, ha-teire, merzik yishikra. Beautiful. Frag Taisvis, vim taima. Umenolei ligmore de Rabbalozo, marsha bishtos, afilu teirech, tapos mi de Rapapi. Well, maybe Taisvis de shtor is dafke marsha. I mean, where do you see Rabbalozo is choylik on the Tanakhame by shtoris? By gitten, you see his choylik, because he brings a posik. Chutz megit in Noshim Shalem of a Kostel Olishma. So Maistois, he disagrees with the Tanakama. He's bringing a Possek. He holds the same thing like the Tanakama, so the Tanakama figured out without a Possek. So Al Kochoch here is disagreeing with the Tanakama. You're saying the Typhus is good? No. He cannot allow to write a Typhus by Gep. Shim Shalem of a Kostel Olishma. But where did the Gemara see that by Shtoris? That he's Machshe more than the Tanakama. Maybe he holds the Tanakama, Virashi said. If Abulosa's only Marsha Betaifis, Hoyo Loy Likvoya Divre Abulosa, Achatanekamet, so the Seder of the Mishnah is very not Mesudidic. Boyle Lakatsa Lishnais. Rabulosa, that means like this. Okay, so they should get themselves Shinich Makamish Makamish Mazmatnish. The Tanakamet says, you write all stories in your Maniach the Torah. Then it should have said, Rabbi Lezer, Paisel, Begit, Nosh, he passes that Typhus by Get. Rabbi Yudah, Paisel, Bekula, Rabbi Yudah, Paisel, Shash, those also, if you wrote a Typhus. So, Memele, that would be Mesudadik. If I kept like this, that the Mishnah's Epis, Nishtain, and Nishtahar, this would be Badroge. The Tanakama was Machsha, Typhus, by all stories. Rabbi Lezer, by Shashtos he agrees, we don't talk about that, but by Yet he passes Typhus, and Rabbi Yehuda passes Typhus, I feel over by Paisel Bekula. That would have been the Seder. Number one. The Gamo Yeroi Lishanis Seder Zed, Shekol Echod Machmer Mishel Afono. I forget, that's the Seder I'm going, that the Tanakam is the biggest maker, he's maker by all types, and Rabbi Lezer is Machmer by the Typhus of Yet. Rav Yehuda is machma by all types. So that would be a beauty. So you could gain kitzer, you could gain seder, and it would be beautiful. Avo, if Rabbi Lozo osi lachshuri b'shtoris afilu toiref, if Rabbi Lozo is coming to tell us a kula that no one cholam go, is niche, so memelo, so then the seder is beautiful. The tona dim Rabbi Yehuda koidim mishum dekoyatana kamabari b'toifes. That means at the time of Kama speaking about all types in his kosher. Then he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, all types in apostle. Rabbi Lozor, and now Rabbi Lozor has a new pshore, he's different than all of them. By get, he holds the type is his apostle, and by star, he holds he can write even a Torah. So therefore, so the Seder of the town is beautiful. Is the Emerson in Rashi doch Appelle? In Rashi is Schrecklich. So I saw in Teres Abirim, ich bin da von der Tumim. As follows. So the Tumim says, Amur de Kechab. The Tumim says as follows. Rabbi Lozo said by Get that if you wrote a Typhus, it's possible. By Get, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because he's based on Typhus or to Tairif. If you write a Tairif, it's possible. So his guys are Typhus or to Tairif. Now, if we will say that he's chayish from Erzi L'Shikre, we'll say like that. So if a person will write an Erzi L'Shikre, it's possible. I mean, I Asher say, so it's possible. It's a possible Asher. So if the Tairif of a Shtar Halvo would be written, it would also be possible. The get would also, the star would also be possible. If he holds Merzik and Shikre, so then he should pass off the Typhus also. Because he's the one that's Geyser Typhus or the Tairif. That means Rabbi Loza held, if the Tairif will be written, it's going to be apostle again, so we have to pass off the Typhus also. Because, don't say the Typhus, if the Tairif is possible, we have to be Geyser Typhus or the Tairif. And that's why he passed off the get. So now, If Rabbi Lozer holds that if the Torah is written by Storis, it's possible as Merzike Shikre, the Papi holds it's possible as Merzike Shikre, so it couldn't be Marsha a Teifus also, because he taught us if the Torah will pass all the get, when it's written, we geyser Teifus or to Teifus. If Rabbi Lozer said that the Teifus is kosher, so me mail it, so you see that you write the Torah, but also be kosher. But he said you're not allowed to write the Torah because Gazrinin Torah the Shtar or the Torah the Get. But the Torah you're allowed to write because if you're to be Gazer, the Torah the Shtar or the Torah the Get is a Gzeirah the Gzeirah. Because Torah the Get is Gzeirah Torah or the Torah. And some mail to be Gazer, Torah the Shtar would be Gzeirah the Gzeirah. Bekitzer, Rabbi Lozer was a Yid that held if the Torah, if it will be written, it will pass all the get, so you have to pass off the Teifus will be written, because we're going to the Teifus of the Torah. So why was he marching the Teifus of Shach Torah? They might write the Torah, and if they write the Torah, it will be possible, all smells the Kishikre. So we see clear that Rabbi Lozer is not high to smell the Kishikre. He doesn't hold like Rapapai. That's what we see from Rabbi Lozer. Masha'in came to Tanikame. The Tanikame holds you can write a Teifus to get also. So the Tanikame holds we're not going to Teifus or to Teiref. Oh. So it could be the Tanikame holds if you write a Teiref by a star, it's also possible. But why can you write a Teifus? Because we're not going to Teifus or to Teiref. So it's a Tumim beautifully. It's mamish amacho. That means, according to the Tanikame, according to the Tanikame is a person who's never goyza, teifus, or to teiref. If you write a teiref by get, it's possible. From that thing, the Tanikame says, you can write a teifus of a get. I left be goyza, teifus, or to teiref. We're not goyza, teifus, or to teiref. So, memele, so that I'll tell you a sort, the Tanikame holds, if you'll write a teiref of a star, it's also possible. If you write it's mesakishik, it's also possible. But the Tanakhama said you can write a Teifus of a Shtar. And let's be Geis a Teifus of a Teiref. The Tanakhama is not Geis a Teifus of a Teiref by Shtorish, just like he's not Geis a Teifus of a Teiref by Get. But Rabbi Lozer is Geis a Teifus of a Teiref by Get. So if a Teiref will be written by Shtar, will be possible, so it should be Geis a Teifus of a Teiref. And if he said the Teifus is kosher, the rightfully writes the Torah, but it'll also be kosher. So we see Rabbi Lezer is like Hayish Le Shikrim.